Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Candace, and Bonnie is having some technical difficulties, so we'll get to you. She'll get to you as soon as she can. I hope everybody's having a good day. And the guest today will be Gregory Scott as soon as she can get back up. Thank you. Gregory, are you there?
I am, yeah. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie must be having some difficulties there, so...
Yeah, I spoke to her a couple of minutes ago, so she is around. I think she just might be a bit delayed. Yeah.
But I believe there's a problem. It might be some technical difficulties on her side. So
yeah.
Why don't you
go ahead and talk.
There she
is.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Did anybody hear? I gave you such a fabulous, fabulous intro. Did anybody hear it?
No.
Oh, well, here, let me start again. So give me a second. Hi, everyone. I am broadcasting live, and I'm in a huge hotel from Philadelphia. I am in the city of the brotherly love. It is my city. I was born here, bred here, raised here, went to school here, till my husband stole me and took me to Florida. But today, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on air, and I'm Bonnie Albers. We have a guest straight from who I love to death or life. He is a tarot reader, astrologist, a YouTube sensation, and one of my close friends from right over the pond from the UK, Gregory Scott. There you go, Gregory. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
I am so happy to hear you. I have to tell everybody Skype is having issues with Blog Talk, so if I go in and out, you'll know I'll just have to keep calling back into my own show. So, Gregory, I am so excited. You're broadcasting live from somewhere else besides your home, too.
Yeah, I'm in Austria today, so I'm in Central Europe.
I love that.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm in Philadelphia. So isn't that crazy?
I know, we're like international, like, jet setters, aren't we?
I know. You should have been with me last night. I don't know. I was to this dinner called It's Not Your Typical Joe's Place or something. It was so cool. Like, it was super delicious and fun. And I know I would rather be with you in Austria, to tell you the truth. But the city of brotherly love is still a lot of fun. So, Gregory,
yeah,
we're both out of our homes. We're both broadcasting for everyone live, and you have a great, great subject today, and I love bringing this. Please tell everybody before we start our subject how to get a hold of you, what you do, and all kinds of wonderful,
yes,
beautiful, and sparkly things.
Well, we were speaking last week, and you know, we did the South Node, North Node thing, and people really enjoyed that. And you were asking me what else we could look at, and I kind of thought about it, and what we came up with was to look at the midheavens in astrology.
Yes.
Because the midheaven is a really, really good way of figuring out or telling people, just by looking at their chart, what they're going to be very good at when it comes to career and vocation. So we're going to look at that. And the way people can get hold of me, I am, like Bonnie said, I am an astrologer and a tarot reader. My website is gregoryscott.com. You can click on the readings tab and order your reading with me there. But I'm really excited because yesterday I managed to do something which I've been meaning to do for ages. I've been looking for like a quality company to work with to do little necklaces for each sign of the zodiac.
Ooh.
And I find one, and you can order your zodiac sign now in like a little necklace form on my website. So I'll put that on there yesterday as well, which I think is really fun to do because, you know, just having your sign there just so people can know, I think it's a really nice touch. So, yeah, you can contact me for any of those things, readings, necklaces. I'm also on YouTube, and I do daily and monthly videos. I do the monthly videos for each sign of the zodiac, and I do a daily tarot card reading, which has actually passed its three-year anniversary now. So I've done a reading every day for 3 years, which
wow,
it's really good. So, yeah, that's what
well,
I do.
You know what, Gregory? You also had, and I don't know what happened to them because I would have loved one. Or I don't wear T-shirts unless you cut a big V-neck because I have these big things in front that have to have like a V. But are you doing the like the zodiac T-shirts?
Well, I did have a couple and I had some designs, but I wasn't totally happy with those, so I've taken those off. So watch this space. I think I'll do that again, but I wasn't too thrilled with the designs.
Well, I love jewelry, so you just hit me. I mean, I am going to look at your site. I can't wait. Except I don't like my sign. I never know what I am. Can we just order any sign, like if I like somebody else's sign better?
What's your sign again, Bonnie?
I'm a Cancer.
Okay.
I like the crab.
Why do you like
crab? Well, I mean, I like the crab, but, you know, I so totally relate to like other signs like Leo, Sagittarius.
If you really identify with your rising, or you really identify with your moon, or you've got like six planets in Libra, then order Libra. You know, who's going to stop you?
Absolutely. I've got the six planets in Leo, so that lion is all over me. But I am so excited that you're here, and I'm so excited that we get to speak about midheavens. I've got so many people that want their midheaven on air so they can listen if they couldn't make it here. And one of them is going to be, you can do mine at a later time because we've got people that actually don't get to you. But I do want everyone to know that Gregory does this for a living. He is super, super connected and cool. Everyone here is. And so if you would like a personal reading by Gregory, please look him up, find him, and go watch him on YouTube. He's an adorable guy. So not only will you get a great reading, it'll be nonspecific, but for your sign, but you will see an adorable guy. So please go check him out on YouTube, Gregory Scott. So Gregory, tell me about midheavens and why they're so important. And what is a midheaven?
So if you look at your astrology chart, it's this big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, there are four angles, four lines across this wheel, which split the wheel into four different sections. And the first angle is the rising sign, and that is the horizon, basically where the sun goes up. The midheaven is the noon position, so where the sun is at 12 noon. The descendant is sunset, and then you've got another angle, which is called the IC, and that's the middle of the night, okay? So basically, the chart is split up into different times of day. And the thinking behind this is that at midday, you're going to be your most productive, you're going to be kind of most aligned with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So by looking at the midheaven and what sign that falls into, it's really kind of a symbolic way of looking at your chart and what you're going to be good at on a day-to-day basis, what your natural aptitudes are. And the way I do it in my personal readings, I look at the midheaven, and that gives me the kind of the crux of what someone's going to be good at. So let's say, for instance, you're a Cancer sun sign, right? If you had a Cancer midheaven, I would say the careers you're naturally going to be good at are those that nurture, either on an emotional level or on a physical level. So you'd be a great chef, a great nurse, a great psychic, a great real estate agent, that kind of thing. But what I do as well in my private readings, I then combine the midheaven with your rising, your sun, and your moon, and I throw all of those together, and I give you a couple of options of what I really think you should be doing for work. And that is such an amazing tool to have, because I don't know about you, Bonnie, but I, you know, when I was 18 and stuff, I was sent to a, what was it called? Not a mental
boarding
institution.
A boarding school?
an aptitude test. An aptitude test with a psychologist. And they look at, they get you to answer certain questions, and then they suggest a career for you. But I wish I'd gone to an astrologer, because it's a much better way of actually looking at that, because it takes your personality into account. Whereas the psychology route didn't work for me at all. They suggested I should be a lawyer, a psychiatrist, or a journalist. And I tried the journalist, and it didn't work for me. I didn't enjoy it. So astrology is much better. And that's what we can do today on your show. And I'm really excited, because I think it's genuinely helpful. And, you know, people wonder what they should be doing for, like, years and years. And they do these jobs which are, like, minimum pay and often really beneath people. If only they knew what they were good at, then they could just go out and do it. If someone told me 10 years ago that, you know, Gregory, you should do the astrology, you'd love it, I would have saved myself so much time.
I mean, I know that I'm the host and that you don't, you know, I usually don't do this, but I am way too excited to hear. Both my daughter and I want to know, and I know I have a lot of callers on, but I have to know, because wouldn't that be funny if my whole job was supposed to be psychic medium? But here, can I give you I think you have my chart, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah, I'm on my travel computer. So where were you born?
I was born in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where I am right now.
Okay.
That's
what
why
day?
This is too cool. It was July 14th, 1957.
Yes. Okay. Do you know the time?
At 5:51 p.m.
So 5:51 p.m. Okay, let's have a look.
I'm in the city of brotherly love. What chance would it be that you're doing this and I had to give you the city I was born in? So
I know, that's so cool.
Yes.
So your midheaven is Libra.
Wow.
And people who have a Libra midheaven are very good at working with other people. They're very good communicators. They're very good at creating positive, harmonious relationships. So you'd make not only a great psychic medium, but a great diplomat, a great lawyer, a great counselor, especially kind of, a relationship kind of a counselor.
That's what I am.
Well, there you go. And also with Libra midheaven, it's ruled by Venus. Libra is ruled by Venus. So that makes you really creative as well. So you could do the jewelry design. You could do the painting. You could do the writing. You do have a really creative side to you on top of this personal side. Now, if this was a private reading, I'd also look at your rising Sagittarius, your mm-hmm. sun in Cancer, and your moon in Aquarius.
Yes.
But it's not, so I won't. So you're going to have to.
I'll have to get a reading with you. So.
Yeah, you will.
All right.
But
well,
you know what you're doing. This isn't something, this is like, you know, you're not sitting there agonizing over, oh, what should I be doing? Because you love what you do.
I love what I do. But I have to tell you, Gregory, to give you confirmation and everyone, because I know and I have always been a psychic medium, even though I have not practiced it always in my life. My job was a life coach counselor, and I did relationships and marriage counseling. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow, that's great. Well,
yes.
But what that means is that you're listening to your chart. I talk about this sometimes because the chart is a blueprint of your soul, okay?
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. I can read you. And some people really just intuitively hear what they're supposed to be doing, but some people are totally off. Some people have a Libra midheaven and go sit in the lab by themselves as a, I don't know, marine biologist or something, and they're totally off. So
I so love this, Gregory, because this is what I talk about, find your passion. Some people don't understand what passion is. I have a friend whose son is trying to find his passion, and so would be a great thing, like you said, I'm going to steer him your way, because if somebody would give them direction, they would find their passion a lot sooner. So I love the show. We are going to continue this show on. For when I get home next Wednesday, I actually am going back to Florida, and Gregory will look at a date, because I love this, and I think this needs to be brought further with us doing a longer show.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's such an amazing tool. I can't sell it enough, because like you just said, for people to find their passion, it's so liberating. You know, people can
absolutely
save themselves years and years of being a waiter or waitress. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but you can save your feet, you know?
That's right. I have to do one more, and then, well, actually, I'll do that afterwards, because my daughter wants to know, but she can actually do it in person for her. I've got to pick up the first caller. Oh, do you want to know? Do you want to know for Lauren?
Yeah, let's do Lauren.
Let's see, because I got to grab her chart. Lauren is born October 24th, 1986.
Okay.
In Washington, D.C. at 6 a.m.
That's District of Columbia, right?
Yes. She wasn't born in the state.
Not in the state. Okay, hang on. D.C., what was the time again?
6 a.m.
6 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bright and early, Lauren. There you go.
I was only
okay, Lauren
hours.
Is a Cancer.
No, she's a Cancer midheaven?
Yeah.
Well, yes. Okay, because I was going to say.
Her son is Scorpio, right?
Her son is Scorpio, yes.
Yeah, her son is Scorpio. Her midheaven is Cancer. And it's like I said in that example, people who have a Cancer midheaven are very good at nurturing people either emotionally or physically. So she will be an amazing chef. She will be an amazing doctor, an amazing nurse, an amazing kind of landlord or innkeeper or real estate agent, because it's all about nurturing other people and taking care of them. But you know what? This is actually interesting, and Lauren is going to be so surprised because she's got a moon sitting on top of her midheaven, and her moon is at the exact same degree of her midheaven, which makes it psychic, and it's a moon in Cancer, which makes it super psychic. So she would be amazing as a psychic medium.
She, well, let me tell you, she is psychic, very psychic. She hasn't come into her own yet, and she just graduated medical school, so she is going into her residency. And she does take care of and nurture people, and she is more, I always say, you always want your children to be better than you. She's an unbelievable psychic. So, yes, you are correct. And
well,
she's following her chart.
Well, obviously, you know, she's still young, so she's going to go the conventional route because she needs approval and stuff. But later on in life, maybe when she kind of wants to step out of that a bit and rebel, like a medical intuitive or something like that would be amazing.
I think, you know, somebody said, reading Lauren, that they felt that she was going to always know what her patients have way before they even walk in. Even if it's
right.
not in her field, she will get them to the right place. And how amazing would that be to have a doctor like that?
Exactly. So even if she's not in some sort of woo-woo profession and she's a regular doctor, she'll be using her other senses as well.
Absolutely. I am so excited that you just did that for Lauren, and I so appreciate it. I know that there's somebody who I promised that they could talk to you. She had a loss. She's had several losses this week of pets. And so I said that she could actually find out her midheaven and everything. And so, Candy, are you with me on the phone?
Hi. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Gregory.
Hi. All right, Candy, go for it.
My birthday is 6/14/59.
Okay, hang on. Six. Is the month or the day?
Right. June.
The month.
Yeah, the month. June.
So what day in June?
14.
14th of June, yep.
59. 1959.
Do you know the time?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. And where were you born?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay, Iowa.
This is so fun. I can't take it. I love my own show. You know, I love my show so much.
Des Moines. Is that D-E-S-M-O-I-N-E-S? Des Moines.
Yes.
Sounds kind
yes.
of French.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay, so let's have a look. You're a sun sign Gemini, right?
Right.
Yep. Your midheaven is Pisces.
Wow.
That's a really nice midheaven to have. It's very kind of variable. People who have a Pisces midheaven, they make very good people who work with spirituality, like in a conventional sense, people who work with theology, people who work as missionaries, people who work as nuns, sisters of mercy, you know, rabbis, all of that sort of thing, clairvoyance, mediums, very good. Pisces rules music, so you have a huge musical gift and ability there. You also have a great ability for writing, especially fantasy subjects. And then because it's Pisces, you also have a knack for anything related to water. So I mentioned the marine biologist earlier, but that would be something that you're... That would be something you're...
Somebody calling you already for a midheaven reading, I know.
But the main thing there is to do with the intuitive ability. You've also got a rising sign in Cancer. You've got your sun in Gemini, so both of those are about communication, and you've got your moon in Virgo. So you would make an excellent intuitive.
Well, Candy is. She's an angel reader. She speaks to the angels and communicates to them and gives messages from them. So do you have a message for, go ahead, Candy. You always have messages.
Pisces and emotional. That would be why I'm so empathic.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, do you have a message for Gregory while you're on with him?
Yeah, I see you're going to be writing a book soon about tarot cards. Is that in the works already?
It isn't, but it should be. I'm just like waffling around with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, that's fabulous. I hope that you do write that, Gregory.
I heard the word wobble. They're
yeah.
using the word wobble. Why are they telling me you're wobbling around it?
Because I always wanted to write a book, but I never do it. I find it much easier to just sit in front of a camera and just start talking. That doesn't need as much preparation.
Well, I know that doesn't. But, you know, they do have that, what's it called, dragon or something, where you can just sit down and talk the book out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
oh.
It's called Dragon. It does
Dragon
all the writing for you. All you have to do is sit down and it does the writing for you.
What's it called? Dragon Speak?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dragon.
Oh, my God.
And I love Dragon. And I love Dragon, so.
Oh, do you know about it as well, Bonnie?
I do. You know, everybody told me the same, that I have like three books, and I do. I just go and I have the title of them. I have the, but I can't write. So that's what I said. Everybody says I should, you know, so I looked into Dragon Speak, and it would be a great tool. But do I do it? No, because I'd rather do the radio. So I'm kind of like you. Maybe our mid-heavens are the same, Gregory. But go ahead.
Does a bunny mean anything to you? I'm seeing a big, huge bunny around you.
A bunny?
A bunny.
A bunny rabbit.
A bunny rabbit.
Well, I love Easter. That's my favorite Christian holiday.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Thank you. I hope you loved your message, Gregory.
I did. And also, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about that. What else does a bunny mean to me? It means, well, Easter means to me like the resurrection and starting again. So maybe that's in connection mm-hmm. with the book. That because I've started so many times and then just given up, maybe I should try again.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right, I'm going to move to the next person. I love
thank
you, Candy.
Love
you. Know you're in, you know you're in your right field.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what, Gregory? I think that is so cool that she gave you a message like that. She's super connected and very, very, very talented psychic medium and empath. What's really interesting is that I hope she gave you the impetus to do that Dragon Speak because, honey, you're amazing, and anything that you can forward on would be great. So I am
I feel quite motivated about it now, but I'm sure it'll wear off again.
Me too. Well, that's what happens with me. Everything motivates me for about 3 seconds. I'm ADD, although I had a psychologist friend. My friend where I am now has a son that's a psychologist. And when I say I'm ADD, he always says, there's no such thing as ADD, and you're not ADD, Bonnie. So I use it as an excuse, but there I go. My attention span is of a gnat, except for my show. 719, you are on. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Thank you for taking my call.
I know that you are going to ask Gregory what your med heaven shows, so you go for it.
I am.
What's your name?
Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
And what city were you born, Kelly?
Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh, geez. Honolulu.
I know. Could you get any better?
Oh, my God. Is it Honolulu? Are there I's in it?
No, it's H-O-N-O-L-U-L-U.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It's like
Honolulu,
Lulu Bird.
Hawaii.
The Lulu Bird.
Okay. Lulu Bird. And what date were you born?
What's that?
Date of birth?
February 7th, 1959.
1959.
Yep.
And Kelly, I'm more Lulu Bird than you, so I don't mean it. I just said Lulu. I love the name Lululemon, Lulu Bird. I love that. So
there's the song Honolulu, Lulu. She's never mind.
Yeah.
What time
go
were
ahead,
you born?
Gregory. At 12:33 p.m. So it'd have been in the middle of lunch.
Okay, great. So you're going to have a special affinity to your midheaven because you were born around the midheaven, which means that your work particularly is going to be important to you. Your midheaven is in Aquarius. And a midheaven in Aquarius is gives you a great intellect. It gives you a great kind of scientific mind. You're going to be good at education, invention, science, the academic study of education. What's that called? Pedagogy or something. And also, it's the sign of the humanitarian. So people who have an Aquarius midheaven really make good volunteers. They make good people who work for institutions like the United Nations, the Red Cross. It's doing something that's for the greater good. Aquarius is like, in numerology, it's like master number 11. It's being of service for the sake of other people. So any kind of situation where you can put yourself in a position where you can help people, and that includes teaching by facilitating information, bringing through information that's going to be of use to these people. Like, for instance, teaching people how to read and write, for instance, so they can educate themselves. That's the kind of thing that you're going to be good at. You've also got Mercury sitting on top of your midheaven. It's 2 degrees away. That's the communication planet. So for you, it's definitely about communication, education, teaching.
Cool.
I love that.
This makes a lot of sense because I did work in Red Cross for a while, and that's what I did was I taught classes.
Wow.
My mom and both my aunts were all teachers too, so it's like, yeah.
Well, but do you see how good this is? Like how good this midheaven thing is? Because it really like nails it. And if you're clueless and you're sitting there and you don't know what to do, then really just by getting someone to look at your astrology chart, preferably me, you can really sort that out.
Right.
Are you working now?
No, only at home. I've got too many things to do at home. But it's like it was funny about the reading and writing because I actually participated and did quite a lot of that when my children were on online schools before they opted to go to public school. So, but yeah, I'm. The only work I'm doing now is I'm babysitting chickens. Soon to be babysitting goats.
Well, do you want to know something?
We've kind of really gone back to the farm.
Do you know what, Gregory? She's salted. She's a Mother Earth. She's really, really very connected to the Earth. But she's an Aquarius,
okay.
So she's really connected to forward thinking. But I got to tell
Aquarians
you,
Aquarians are like space cadets.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, she can play with the best of them. Yeah, she can play with the best of them. And the really neat thing about Kelly is she educates everyone in her path. So that is a great, she teaches even, you know, you don't have to have a formal job as a teacher. You teach your children every day about farm, about animals, about how to take care of animals. You join the 4-H.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all there, Kelly. It's so all there.
It's going to come naturally anyway. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I think that's so cool. Honey, if I have any time, I'll pick you back up. But you are,
okay.
So now you know what you need to do that you're already doing.
Oh,
maybe you could do it for a living.
Right.
All right, because remember you were going to volunteer for the school. Do you remember the school lunch? So maybe instead of doing that, you can actually go in and try to apply for a job at the school. And in their, in whatever they have. But you're such a fabulous teacher of the world, honey, and you teach your children very well. Okay.
I hope. Sometimes the teaching is there, but sometimes the learner has to be willing to learn also. We had this discussion only last night about this.
Yeah, but you know what, Kelly? I'm going to tell you this before I move on. You think that they don't hear you, and they don't do, but they hear you, and they'll do later. So just remember that. Okay?
Plant the seeds like gardening.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, honey. I'm going to move on because we have
to
do a few more.
Thank you for picking me up. Thank you, Gregory. Appreciate that, guys. You know, love you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Love you, love you. She's just amazing. She's a really, really good girl. And we are lucky on this planet Earth to have people like Kelly. Unless this is you, Gregory, and called back in 111, you are on with Gregory. Hi.
Hi, this is June. How are you all doing?
We are doing great. Go ahead and give Gregory your information. I can't hear your name, so I'm having a problem hearing today. I don't know why. But what is your name?
It's Jane.
Jane. Oh, Jane.
Is it Jean or Jane?
Jane, J-E-N-E. It's Jane, J-A-N-E.
Jane. Oh, sorry, I can't hear either.
Yeah.
Jane, what city were you born in?
City is Scarborough, Ontario, Canada.
God, everyone with the worst spelling is coming on today. Scarborough.
Scarborough. Listen, I got to sing a song. Are you laying to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Oh,
there, did you know how to spell Scarborough now?
Did you say Scarborough in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
It's the 18th of June, 70.
18th of June, 1970. 70. And do you know the time?
At 5:32 a.m.
5:32 a.m. Okay.
It's 5:32 a.m.
A.m. Okay, perfect. So you're a sun sign Gemini, right? Your midheaven is Aquarius as well. So it's very similar to the lady who called just now. A midheaven in Aquarius is someone who's going to be very intellectual, academic, very aligned with education, science, teaching, facilitating information, and someone who's interested in the well-being of humanity, a humanitarian, someone who does things for the greater good, the United Nations, Red Cross, being of service, even doing kind of volunteer work in prisons possibly. But the interesting thing you've got next to that is a north node in Pisces in your 10th house. And the north node is what you're trying to achieve in this lifetime. And you're trying to discover spirituality. So it's got to have a spiritual slant for you. And the information that you're going to help people with isn't going to be, you know, how to grow your own chicken coop or whatever. It's more to do with how to enlighten yourself, how to understand spirituality, how to discover a faith of your own. And that's something that's part of your personal journey, I think.
Yes.
Wow. What do you do?
Well, I'm doing something completely different.
What do you do?
I work in an office.
Okay.
In sales and customer service.
In sales?
Sales and customer service.
Okay, and do you help people with that? Or do you rip them off?
Yes. I had a feeling that you're doing something like you should be doing. Might not be what you love, but you are doing what Gregory's telling you the midheavens about.
Exactly. If you're customer service, you're helping people. I mean, you're helping people. It doesn't matter what level's on. You can teach meditation, you can do customer service, you can give out bowls of soup at the local homeless shelter. That's helping.
Yes. So yeah. I love that.
So, Jane, sorry, I keep interrupting everybody today. I'm feeling a bit bossy today. Jane, I think ultimately you're going to have to look at spirituality in the long term. I mean, you were only born in 1970, so this is an ongoing process, and spirituality is going to continue to be important to you. The other thing is you've got your sun and your rising in Gemini. If you look at the glyph of Gemini, it's a Roman numeral 2, it's a doorway. You're very interested in getting through this doorway, which you find through information, through educating yourself, through learning. You're really interested in making sense of the world and understanding it. So why not take other people along with you for the ride and help them that way?
We're just all, Gregory and I are so in tune with each other, we talk together. I'm sorry, Gregory. I'm butting in, but go ahead. Please continue, because I just said,
Jane, are you happy doing customer service?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm looking to do a career change.
Okay. So why don't you consider doing something along the lines of teaching then, or doing something like working for an organization like the Red Cross or the UN or something, but also look at teaching. It doesn't have to be a school teacher, a teacher of spiritual things, like, you know, become a TM teacher or become somewhat like a metaphysical teacher, something like that. I think that would be much more fulfilling, and you can make a living with it.
You mentioned Red Cross. I was even thinking of volunteering for the Red Cross.
I know, but get paid as well. That's better.
Yeah. I love that. Isn't that so cool? Aren't you happy that you called the show? Just that you called the show means that you're spiritual, okay, or looking for that spirit-oriented ability or, you know, interest. So I think this is fabulous. Gregory's given you, like, stuff to look at. Don't you love that?
Yeah, well, I am a spiritual person. And,
yay! What do you do spirit-wise?
Well, I don't do any spiritual work, but, like, you know,
but you resonate with spirit. Yes,
exactly.
I love that. Continue learning, and then you're going to be teaching. So continue learning. Pick something, like if you want to be a healer, you know, there's crystal healing. There's, you know, Gregory,
yeah.
There's aromatherapy. Does she have any Venus in there? Because the aromatherapy would be great.
Her Venus is in Leo in the third. So if she's going to do kind of healing work, I think it needs to be on a communicative basis.
Okay.
Healing people,
yeah.
By talking.
Well, that's really what she's doing right now, actually.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I am into crystals. I have an interest in aromatherapy as well.
Wow. Well, call us back and let us know what you actually end up, you know, doing, because everybody is so different and unique. We just love hearing it. So please call us back and let us know what you choose in the long run. Okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have
Thanks,
a great
Jane.
Day.
Bye.
Bye. I don't know why I'm having such a problem. Are you having a problem hearing me, Gregory?
Yeah, I am actually. My connection's not the best today.
Well, mine must not be. You must be. You know, we do have Mercury retrograde, don't we, coming in?
I think it starts, hang on, let me just check. It does start around, where are we? It's not yet today.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we can't blame it on that. Let me just check when it starts. You're right, it happens pretty soon. The main thing that's coming up is Mars retrograde. That's not that great either. Come back to me on that. I'll get the dates.
Okay,
while you're doing that, I'll get the dates together.
Let's hit. I think it's the 28th or the 29th. That's what I think. But 202, you are on with Gregory. He's the master of all astrology. Hi. 202? Okay, I'm going to pass you.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, wait a minute. I think she came back. Hi, 202.
Hi,
you're with us.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, my name is Kay.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi,
before
Kay.
We get to your myth, Evan, I just want to let Bonnie know that the Mercury retrograde starts on the 28th of April, so tomorrow. So we can't blame it on her. And it stays in retrograde until the 22nd. And Mars retrograde has started on the 17th of April.
Yes.
Good to know.
So we are in a retrograde.
I want to cry. Okay. All right. Let's hear what your midheaven is.
So what was your name again? Is it Carrie?
Yeah.
Carrie, what city were you born in?
Philadelphia.
Ah, you're with me. I'm right here, right? Are you in Philadelphia now?
Yeah.
I am too. I'm right here at the Crown Plaza on City Avenue.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Gregory. Sorry. I get so excited.
And what date were you born?
sorry, what did you say?
Your date of birth?
Oh, 3/5/80, March 5th, 1980.
March the 5th, 1980. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so you're my age. Okay, and what time?
1:29 a.m.
1:29. So it's the 5th of March, 1980, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
correct.
And you are a sun sign Pisces.
Yeah.
Your midheaven is Libra. So you're very, very similar to Bonnie. Not only are you born in the same city, you have the same midheaven. So you're a people person. You are someone who can kind of bridge the gap between people, okay? You're interested in creating harmonious, positive relationships. People like you. People naturally come to you and like speaking to you. You have a certain charm and, you know, charisma that you put out there, you can bring people together. So you can work as a diplomat, as someone who's a mitigator, someone who's a wedding kind of related business person, someone who's a relationship therapist. But then again, because Libra is ruled by Venus, is anything creative as well. Although you've got some stuff going on in your fifth house with Chiron there, which the creativity side of things, that's something that may not come as easily for you. So maybe drop me an email after this, because if you're interested in that, you've got a lot of creativity kind of under the surface, but you have to kind of do a little bit of work to access it.
How?
So, yeah, so anything where you work with people, and that's going to come easily, and the creative side of things, you need a little bit of extra work on that. What do you do at the moment?
Oh, that's funny, because that's actually what's going on. Creating a documentary.
You're creating a
and
documentary?
And it's been a little hard getting it off the ground.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, do you want to hear something? That's because you're not doing the documentary on me. You should be doing the documentary on my show and taping me and my show. Then you're going to have a documentary that actually everybody's going to watch. Sorry.
Well, the Chiron in your fifth, it's likely that there may be some financial stuff, but there also may be some sort of doubt in your own creativity or whether you're good enough to do that. And if you have doubt in those two areas, that's part of your journey. That's going to be normal.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's part of your makeup. That's part of this journey. You've got a really interesting chart. It'd be great to actually look at it in more detail. Got loads and loads of stuff going on in your ninth. So you're hugely academic, huge brain box, and your documentary is really going to teach the rest of us stuff we need to know about.
Wow.
I watched a documentary last night, which was amazing, called Prescription Thugs, which was just made by this guy who had no quality. I think he was like a weightlifter or something like that. And he made this documentary. Amazing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
What's yours about?
What's your documentary about?
You don't have to share. Yeah. You don't want to.
Yoga, actually. Yeah, it's about yoga.
Oh, about yoga. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm telling you, doing a documentary about me would be more interesting.
According to you.
Yes.
You're such
well,
a narcissist.
I'm pretty smart. I know, but I'm so smart. I mean, I am, and I can tell you right now, since I'm a psychic medium, that it would be much more like right up your alley and up my alley. So, you know, anytime you want to do it, you just get a hold of me.
Are you an Aries by chance?
No, but I kind of look like I'm now. You know, an Aries. It's really weird because I'm not a Cancer. I swear, I was born under Cancer, but I feel like an Aries. It's, you know, Aries is the child, the starter, 1 to 6 years old. I really, really haven't passed 17, so I believe I probably have Aries somewhere, but it's just not anywhere anybody can see. But yeah, nope, not an Aries, but I kind of act like one.
Well, I would
like
to get your email address to talk
about
it.
Yeah, the email address is, do you mean mine or Bonnie's or both?
Yours.
She's not interested in doing my documentary. You could hear that in her voice. Go for it, Gregory.
do one on me instead. It will be much more interesting than Bonnie's, okay?
I'm going to smack
y'all are funny.
Thank you.
I'm just being silly. The email address is readings@gregoryscott.co.uk. So it's readings@gregoryscott.co.uk.
And if you can't get that, gregoryscott.com is really isn't it the gregoryscott.com that you can go to?
Gregoryscott.com, yeah. Exactly. You can get
yeah.
this.
Oh, perfect.
The contact form on there, you can use that. It comes straight through to me as well. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
I was just kidding, Bonnie. Your documentary would be much more interesting than mine. I'm sorry.
No, it wouldn't be. And I've got to tell you something, Gregory. I'm such a ham, it wouldn't matter. Because if she was doing one on you, you know, I'd bust in. And I would have to put my stuff first. But that's only because I'm an Aries, not. But okay.
No.
I'm going to 352. You are on with Gregory and me, kinda. Hi.
Hi. Hi. This is Linda.
Hi. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great, thank you.
You've got Gregory today. Gregory, tell her about him.
Hi, Linda. What city were you born in?
I'm sorry?
What city were you born in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, my sister lives in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, I'm in Florida now, but Cleveland.
Okay,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
And my birth date is March.
Yep.
March 12th, 1955.
12th of March, 1955. And what's your time of birth?
11:23 p.m.
Okay, 11:23 p.m. Okay, so you are a sun sign Pisces. Your midheaven is Virgo.
Oy.
One of the best signs in the zodiac, Virgo.
Oy.
So you're going to be very good in terms of when it comes to work, anything that has to do with detail and analysis, taking information in, breaking it down, making sense of it. So you will be a very good critic, a good administrator, a good teacher of technical subjects, a good person who's able to do like IT systems and sort them out, anything to do with administration. But it also has to do with healing in the body. So you would make a great nutritionist, a great person who makes, you know, who creates order out of the chaos of the physical body. So it has to do with personal trainer, fitness instructor, what you put in your body, all of that stuff. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication, and it's about info coming in and breaking it down and making sense of it. So you could write the TV guide, you know, making sense of the TV listings and writing the TV guide, or you could write up a diet plan for someone, you know, who's got certain food allergies and who wants to lose 20 pounds, something like that, okay? So it's very analytical and very structured. What do you do at the moment? Or
Yeah, I know I do. I make sure people graduate from a college I work at.
Wow. So
it's tons of computer work. But I'm really wanting to change that. Is that you don't see anything angelic or, you know, psychic, anything like that?
Anything angelic?
Or psychic, anything that I could work on that way.
Well, Linda, the thing is, Virgo sounds very boring to a lot of people. My Earth, my chart is all Earth. It's all Virgo, all Taurus, all Capricorn. And I work as an intuitive, as an astrologer, as a power reader. So it does, because Virgo is literally the opposite of Pisces, you access spirituality and angels and psychic and all of that stuff through some sort of physical, through sort of some physical tangible format. So whether it's tarot cards or whether it's crystals or whether it's drawing pictures of angels, as long as there's some sort of physical connection with it, then you can do it. But it's far less easy for a that's not right. You could apply that Virgo thing of making order out of chaos, and you could commune with the angels and then end up drawing pictures.
Wow.
You know, something like, there's got to be a physical side to it. Sorry, I keep interrupting, but some psychics don't use any tools and just bring messages through. I think you'd be the kind of person who would need a skill, a tool that you use, the I Ching or the tarot or whatever you choose.
Angel cards, is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like angel cards?
Yeah, I do. I do. I just feel that that's, you know, my new path. Because we're going to be hopefully moving soon and hoping that I can do something totally different than what I do.
Okay. Well, you can apply that ability to create structure in whatever field you choose, you know.
Like even an organizer, because I was even thinking about that, because I'm like super organized. And I guess that's where that Virgo comes from.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, what about a spiritual organizer referring people to the spiritual thing that's going to work best for them in certain situations, you know?
Mm. Oh, I like that. I like that.
You know, you need to cleanse your house. You need to call on, you know, the cleansing angels. Like, or if you need protection, you call on Archangel Michael. People, you know,
mm-hmm.
helping people with the direction that they should go in and creating order in that sense.
Oh, I really like that. Oh, I really, really like that. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, because people can absolutely use that. I mean, I get called all the time when people have an issue, and I have to, show them which way to go. So you would be great
mm-hmm.
at that. Plus, very few of us, and I won't say us, just me, are very not organized. So you could actually organize like mind, body, spirit conventions, getting metaphysical people together as you being metaphysical.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much a Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus can do that I can't. And it's because of your earthly, you know, roots. And don't, you know, I always say, when I hear Virgo, because they're very critical of themselves as well as others, as Gregory
uh-huh.
will tell you. But it absolutely is a good thing when it comes to the physical realm. So please listen
mm-hmm.
to Gregory. He has great, great insight about that.
Well, I really appreciate that. I guess I always just assume everybody else can do just that, that they can be organized and all.
No.
So that would be a really good thing.
No. Exactly.
Yes. And if I need organization, I'll call you.
Thank you.
Well, I think that a lot of earth signs experience, which is to stay stuck in a situation that no longer serves them, because earth signs tend to stay put. And even if it's boring them to tears, just the idea of change is very difficult. So you're doing well, even considering doing something different. So well
yeah, well,
on
I've
that.
Been in this 25 years, so it's time for a change.
Yes.
That makes sense. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Even though
welcome.
He helped you more than I did. But
no, you both did. That was great information that I really needed to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Have a great day.
Thanks.
I got to tell you, we have so many callers, Gregory, so we are going to have to continue this show. We have a minute and 38 seconds, and I have to be out of the hotel room. So I have to
okay.
tell you that I had so much fun with you. I always do. Hopefully it will be more of a regular than a not regular once we all get back to, you know, to our normal everyday routines, which is so much fun when we're out. But I want you to tell everybody again how to find you. And Gregory, we are going to continue this show. We'll look at some dates. Anybody that didn't get in, we are going to continue Mid-Heavens the beginning of May when I get home to the middle of May. So Gregory, please tell them how to get a hold of you should they want a private reading for themselves.
Yeah, if you want a private reading with me for me to look at this Mid-Heaven or anything else, I can also look at soul purpose along with working purpose like we talked about today. Just go on gregoryscott.com, click on the readings tab, and you can order your reading right there. It's really easy. You just click one button, and then I send you the schedule and get you booked in. Also, if you want a cool little piece of jewelry, which I'm super excited
yes,
about, then also
me too.
Go to the website and click on shop. They're really cute and they're really affordable and it's really good quality. I really did my research with that. It's a company based in Amsterdam, so it's really good. And the YouTube channel is my main thing where I do my predictions and my forecasts. So please visit the YouTube channel and also subscribe to it so you can see the monthly updates. It's your monthly forecast for each sign of the zodiac, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, and so on. And I also do a daily tarot forecast, which is so fun, and I just love doing. It's the first thing I did on YouTube, and 3 years plus later, I'm still doing it, and I love it. So
GregoryScott.com and Gregory Scott
yeah,
on YouTube. Gregory, we are off the air. So I thank
okay.
you. You are absolutely a doll. You're wonder, and you are so amazing. So I will see you again in about a week. Thank you so much, and everyone that was listening, everybody that participated, and everybody in chat. I love you so much. Please stay tuned tomorrow. is a show from 1 to 2:30. Actually, I have another half an hour, and that is with another UK special friend of mine, Jerry Humphreys. He is a pet communicator, Reiki master, and hypnotherapist. So please all join me and Jerry at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I think I'm at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Anyway, thank you. I'll see you then. Bye, Gregory. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
In business, as in life, loyalty should never be rewarded with complacency. With a Barclays business account, the longer you stay with us, the more of your monthly bank charges we'll give you back. It's called Loyalty Reward, and it's our thank you to businesses for being a customer. We just think that's business common sense. To find out about moving your business account to Barclays, visit us in branch or go online at barclays.co.uk/businesscommonsense. Terms and conditions apply, only available on selected price plans.